Thank you, Janelle. Let us pray. Gracious and mighty God, we come today to show you our love. That's why we're here, to tell you that we love you. As we listen to your word today and we reflect upon the joy of reunion, we ask that you will give us joy. Joy that is so unspeakable, so precious, so amazing that we know it's a gift from you. We give you this time in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Our scripture reading today, you can find on the screens or in your own Bibles. It comes from the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter, the first several verses. This is a story that's probably very familiar as it's used in pop culture sometimes and children's cartoons a lot. It's the story of Zacchaeus. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Praise God. By show of hands, who is planning on attending some type of reunion this summer or has already attended one? Okay, thank you. Hands down. Summer is a time of reunions. There's family reunions, there's the picnics, there's the road trips, there's those vacations to favorite spots, trips to go and see family and friends. For kids, summer camp can be a reunion. There's kids that go to the same camp every year and they don't see those friends all year. And summer, they're like, "I get to see so-and-so in person, not just on social media." For adults, there's reunions such as class reunions. Some look forward to those, some not so much. And sometimes summer gives us the opportunity to see those friends we might only see once a year. I have a group of girlfriends, once a year we get together. I'm really excited about this year because I got to choose the location.
Yes.
Reunions can be very joyous occasions. Finding that long-lost relative. There's many stories of people who were adopted, or they had a sibling who their parents weren't able to raise everyone, and so they found a different home for that sibling. And you hear these joyous stories of them being reunited and meeting these loved ones that they didn't know or hadn't seen. I had a reunion with a friend last year that I've been praying for years. We were friends in elementary school and middle school, and she moved away and we lost track of each other. And I posted on Facebook her name and said, "Hey, if you ever see this, you know, my parents live in the same place." And somehow in one of those interaction searches, we found each other and we got to meet this past fall. And it was just, it was wonderful. Her kids looked just like her. There's also the stories of the joyous reunion of soldiers returning home and their spouses greeting them or their children. You can look up on YouTube these stories of dad walking into the school cafeteria or mom walking into the school cafeteria, and they've been away serving our country, and they walk in and their child sees them and just goes running to greet them. Those kind of greetings also happen when we have temporary separation. Somebody goes on a work trip or they're in the hospital for a while. There's also the joyous reunion with pets. You know, you can be gone one day. You can be gone an hour. And there's a joyous reunion. The Bible is full of stories of reunion. There's the story of Joseph and his brothers in Genesis 42 through 45. I'm sure you're familiar with this. This is the story about Joseph's brothers betrayed him. They sold him, and then they thought he was dead. And well, they told his dad that he was dead, and then they eventually thought he probably was dead. And he goes, and he's in Egypt, and he ends up working his way up the ranks and basically collects food so that when the famine comes, people are able to eat. He prepares the people because God gives him a vision. And years have passed. His brothers have grown up and have children of their own. And they go to Egypt to get food. And after a series of encounters, their brother reveals that it's their brother. Talk about a joyous reunion. That dad who thought his dad, that father who thought his son was dead, to go and see his son face to face. Can you just imagine the joy and the tears? Then there's a story of King David and the Ark of the Covenant. Now, the Ark represented God's presence amongst the people, the most holy. If you touched it, you would die. And had to be carried in a special way. And when David was able to start bringing that ark back, he had a celebration. He danced in the streets. He had a big party. That was a reunion of joy. Then there's the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15, where the boy asks for his inheritance. He goes out and he spends it and he lives the life his father probably doesn't want him to live. But when he comes back, he thinks he's going to have to ask his dad to be a servant. And his dad sees him at a distance and goes running to him. His lost child has been found. There's also the story of Jesus' resurrection and the disciples seeing him alive again at the end of the Gospels in Matthew 28 and Luke 24. Imagine that reunion. You just saw your Lord, the one who led you, crucified. You saw him put in the tomb, and then he walks up. And you can see the scars in his hands. You can touch him and he embraces you and eats with you. Imagine that reunion. And then in the epistles, we read about the apostles and people like Paul and how they had spiritual children in places where they led them to Christ and they journeyed and they longed to go back and see them again and see how they're doing in their faith. The Bible is full of stories of reunions. When the lost are found, when the dead come to life, when the absent are now present. This gives us reasons to celebrate. This is a cause for joy. And we find in biblical reunions, that there's often a feast. There's often food, right? That's why churches have food. It's a big reunion. There's often gift giving. Then there's rejoicing and strong emotions. And the Bible, when there's a reunion, it always ends up with worship. God is given the glory and God is worshiped. So today's story, we've got this guy, Zacchaeus. You know the song, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. Okay, climbed up in a sycamore tree. Lord, he was the sea. Awesome. Do you want to keep going?
And as the Savior passed that way, he looked up in the tree. And he said, Zacchaeus,
you come down.
I'm going to your house
to stay. So Zacchaeus was this Jewish man. He was the chief tax collector in Jericho, which is a border town, which meant there was customs. So it wasn't just regular taxes. They had the tax of customs of people going between countries. This was a wealthy area, so he got to collect taxes from wealthy people. By being a tax collector, it meant that he associated himself with the Roman Empire instead of the Jewish community, which was not good because the Jewish community was not happy with the Roman Empire and it was not a good relationship. He was despised as a traitor, likely, and he was, from the context of the scripture, likely corrupt, likely a theft. It's possible he overtaxed people more than what was expected. Yet his name, Zacchaeus, means innocent. His name means pure. Isn't that interesting? The irony. There's a lot of irony in the Bible. Anyway, so he comes to Jesus, and the result is this most beautiful reunion. This most beautiful moment of somebody who's ostracized from the Jewish community being welcomed back in by this great rabbi. So the result is Jesus invites himself to his house for a feast. Okay, you don't usually invite yourself to somebody's house. I do it a lot to you guys, sorry. But usually you don't do it. But Jesus invites himself to Zacchaeus' house, and they're going to have a feast. And then there's gift giving. Zacchaeus responds to the invitation by giving four times. Said, if I've stolen anything, I'll give four times back. That's based upon Jewish law. If you've stolen something, you return four times the amount. There is rejoicing and there are strong emotions. It says that Zacchaeus welcomed Jesus gladly. Gladly. And then there's worship of God. The lost is found. Salvation comes to him. And Jesus restores him and says, you are a child of Abraham. And he means it in two ways. Both a child of Abraham because of the Jewish heritage, the ethnicity. But also you're a child of Abraham in Abraham's faith. Abraham had faith and this man had faith too. It's a story of reunion. And it reminds us that someday all of us have the opportunity to be a part of the greatest reunion ever. That someday we can meet Jesus face to face. Have you ever thought about that? What that's going to be like to meet Jesus face to face, to see him like right there? How incredible will that be? And when we read about eternity in the Bible, we hear there's going to be a feast. There's going to be a great banquet. And that we're all given an invitation to this banquet. And guess what? We all can respond to this invitation. But I have to tell you, I'm not always good with my mail. I don't know. Has anyone ever misplaced an invitation and so you didn't respond because you misplaced it? Or I got an invitation on Facebook the other day, and I'm horrible at Facebook invites. To me, those don't count. If I don't get a paper one in the mail, it just doesn't count. I'm old school. And one of my friends called me and said, hey, you haven't responded yet. Did you see so-and-so invited you on Facebook to a party? I'm like, no, I check those like once a year. And she's like, you need to go check it. So I went and checked it and I responded and said, yes, I'm coming. But sometimes we miss the invitation because we just neglect it. Sometimes we receive an invitation in the mail and we just don't respond. They never get the return card. Sometimes we get an invitation in the mail and we check the regrets and we send it back. That's really helpful for people when we check regrets because they're planning how much food and things. That's helpful to them. And sometimes we check RSVP and we write down what food you want to eat too. Sometimes they let you do that. And then we joyously anticipate that occasion we're invited to. We all have gotten an invitation to that heavenly banquet. And guess what? It's not just a banquet, this reunion. There's going to be gift giving because we're going to receive the fullness of salvation. Yes, we are saved in Christ today, but there is a fullness of salvation that we haven't even tasted yet. It's still yet to come. And there are other rewards we will receive. We don't talk about this much in church, but there are other blessings and rewards and gifts we'll receive in heaven. So those who have given up anything for Christ will receive much more in return. Those who have been persecuted for the name of Christ will receive blessings untold. Those who have given in secret or served in secret and not received a reward on earth will get a reward for what's done in secret. Those who have used their gifts on earth for God's kingdom will receive gifts as a blessing. So there'll be a banquet, there will be gift giving, there's going to be rejoicing. It says in the Bible, no tears. And there's going to be worship of God. All nations and all people will come together and will worship God. Okay, now time for the bad jokes. Okay, actually, this one's not too bad, I hope. They say that family is like fudge. A lot of sweetness, but some nuts. Problem is, most of the time, I think we all are the nuts and we don't realize it. Okay. There was two coworkers, and they were in a break room, and one coworker said to the other, how was the class reunion? Some of my classmates changed so much they didn't recognize me. And then in a Garfield comic, John Arbuckle has gotten an invitation to his class reunion. He looks at his sleeping cat and says, "Hey, Garfield, do you want to go with me?" No movement. And then he says, "There'll be food." And guess what? Garfield gets up. He's ready to go. At New Disciples, we're entering a season of joy. And we're looking at the biblical causes for joy. And reunion is one source. We celebrate with joy our reunion with Christ. We celebrate with joy the family reunion of God. So on here, on earth, every Sunday is a family reunion for the church. All across the world, Christians are gathering. We're having a family reunion every Sunday. And last Sunday, we had a pretty awesome family reunion. We got to hear stories of people in their reunions with God, how they had turned away or they had lost course, and God had called them home and called them into relationship, and we celebrated that. And throughout the week, we get to celebrate reunions. You know when you encounter a stranger and you have that interaction and you just have a sense that they also know Christ? There's something about them, and you have that moment of knowing each other. That's a reunion as well. And then, of course, there's the reunion in heaven. Our theme for this calendar year is come worship with joy at the table of God. Let's do that this summer. Let's worship with joy. Let's pray. Gracious and mighty God, we look forward to the day that we get to see you face to face. We look forward to the day that we get to be part of that great banquet and worship you with joy. Lord, as we are here on this earth, we ask that we might have many joyous reunions, that you might even surprise us with reunions that we never expected to occur. God, help us to be a place of reunion for others. And when people come to New Disciples, they feel like they've come home and they can be reunited with you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. As we're about to sing the song, Come Celebrate Jesus, I invite you to stand. Deacons are invited to come forward. And if you would like to confess faith in Christ, that for the first time or again, you're welcome to come forward. Or if you would like to join New Disciples as a member by discipleship, please stand and let's sing. Mm-hmm.